Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. My name is Zanaya. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Can I explain to you what happened to me, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I took the first part of the Moderna. I took it on the 29th of January. And I was supposed to go back this morning to the urgent care in Eufaula. And we did. We were there. And I think about 20 or 25 minutes to 8, we were there. They finally came out and opened the door about a quarter to 9 and says to us, well, we're going to have to open late. Because our distributor is coming from Enterprise. So we said, okay, give us about an hour or hour two. So we all agreed and said, okay. Maybe an hour two or whatever, the young lady came to the door, and in fact there was about four or five of them came to the door. And they say to us, we do not have any more vaccines. The health department will reach the state health department will reach out to you guys and let you all know what's going on. We don't know when we're going to be able to get any more.
Mm-hmm.
So either you wait for the health department to contact you all, or you all can go, you know, try yourself to go to different places. Well, and so I went to the Barber County Hospital. They already got the doses allocated to other people. All right, your Eufaula Health Department, same thing, says the same thing. So my question is, since we were supposed to get our shots today, and because they do not have any more vaccines, what do we do?
I could advise what you mean to do is contact the vaccine appointment line. What they'll do is they'll go ahead and register you with the county health department. That way, once they get some more allotted vaccines in, they'll go ahead and call you to set up an appointment. And you can just advise that you were scheduled for your second dose, but due to them not having any availability at the urgent care, they advise you to register. And that way they can put you in a little sooner because they know that you need the second dose. If you didn't want to do that, I would advise if you're willing to go online and go to a drive-thru area, if you go to adph.org, that's Alpha Delta Paul Henry.
I don't mean to interrupt you. Okay.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You're fine.
I'm not. When it comes to computers and comes to going on different websites and things, I don't know. My niece has to do all of that for me. Now, and I'm not being rude, okay? But
mm-hmm.
I feel like that it was, excuse me, we did just what urgent care asked us to do, and that was to be there today. And we were there. So now, since we were not, why should we have to go out and try to find a place to get the shot when we did what we were asked to do? That's not being fair to us.
Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize, and I completely understand the inconvenience. Now, they did advise that they have put in, and that means that they still have you within their system, that the Department of Public Health is going to give you a phone call once they have some sooner availability. It's just the willingness to wait until then. That's the only thing. Other than that, we will have to get you registered with a different county through the vaccine appointment line.
Yeah, I just think it's unfair. It's because we did what we were told to do. And I'm not upset with you, okay? But, excuse me, I am upset because of the system, how the system is.
Yes, ma'am.
We were told to be there. We were there, first of all, and they were late. They wouldn't come out and say anything to us. Excuse me. Until about 8:45. Then they asked us to wait another hour or two until the distributor get there from Enterprise. Then we stand outside and wait another hour or two. Then they come and tell us, okay, we're not going to be able to give you the shot. We don't have any. So the health department is going to reach out to you. But if you want to, you can go different places. Well, you go to different places, and that's what I did. I didn't do that. I went to two places. But as far as me having to call different places to get registered for this and get registered for that, that is not fair because it's not my fault.
Yes, ma'am.
And I feel like, I'm going to speak for me, I feel like I should be accommodated some type of way. That's not fair. For me to have to go to this website, go to that website, call these people, call those people, that's all right. That's all right. Yes, I'm the one that needs the second doses of the vaccine. Yes, I do. But I did what I was told to do.
I completely understand. And as I said, I apologize about the inconvenience. The only thing is that on our end, I can't really put you in for anything. I do apologize simply because we only handle the testing on our end, the vaccine appointment line schedules the registration. Now, I can see if I can put you in with your information, but I would indeed have to send it over.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
I'm sorry, can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, I was advising, that's the only thing, and I do apologize about the inconvenience. On our end, we only handle the testing information. Vaccine line does all the registration. Now, I can't see if I can take your information over and just have a representative put it in. However, I would have to send that information over. Let's see here.
Okay.
Let's see here. Could you provide me with your first and last name?
First name is A. Last name is Fagans.
Spell that last name for me, please.
F-E-A-G-I-N-S.
Thank you. And what would be your primary number for contact?
334-355-9441. That's my home number. Or 355-9441. That's my cell number. Same area code.
Thank you. And may I have your age?
64.
Thank you. Give me just one moment before you have to send this over.
Sure.
Hello, Ms. Fagan.
Yes.
Hi, thank you for holding so patiently for me. So I was indeed able to go ahead and send your information over to the registration line. I had a representative go ahead and integrate you within the Barber County Department of Public Health system. So they should go ahead and give you a phone call once they have availability for you.
Okay, at the health department.
Yes, ma'am.
Barber County Health Department. They will call me once they have availability?
Yes, ma'am. Once they get some more vaccine in, you'll receive a phone call automatically to set up your appointment.
Oh, I still got to go on the computer to set the appointment up?
No, ma'am. They're going to call you directly just to set up that appointment.
Okay. And what's your name, please?
My name is Zaniya.
Will you spell that?
Yes, ma'am. That's Z as in zebra, E N I as in igloo, A H.
Okay. Thank you so much. And you've been most helpful, and I appreciate you all listening to me. I am so sorry I got all upset.
Oh, no, ma'am. It's no problem at all. Did you need any further help today?
No. You did. You've done well. Thank you so much.
No problem. I do thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.